Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Okay. All right. Ann Chisholm of Grand Rapids, why should my daughter attend UW-Madison for 4 years? You mean as opposed to 6 or 7 years? Because no one gets through in 4 years anymore. Where is Ann? Oh, you're way back there. Yeah. Did you mean the length of time or did you mean the school?
The school.
Oh, school. Good as any other. I don't know. Land grant. What the heck? Good land grant school. I went here. Look at me. Huh? Okay. Yeah, sure. What the heck? What you going to study? Oh, there you are. Why are we talking about you? And you're right there. Environmental science? You'll love it. Great environmental science. I have no idea. I was in English, and that's useless. Just don't go into English. You know. It's like, what can you do? You speak it, so you might as well take it. You know, I'm an English major. I can speak English my entire life. Karen Bakken, why do birds congregate on power lines? I always thought it's because there must be a little heat generated from the power, right? And it warms the little feet. They're up there warming the little feet, I always think, you know. I would do that, I guess. But they all face the same direction. That's kind of weird. I think some would be going looking the other way. That bothers me. But the cows do that, too, because of that stray voltage. They're out there warming their hooves. But they're all facing the same way. So they line up magnetically, I think, when the power runs through them. Then they automatically point north. But that's cows and that's not birds. It doesn't answer your question. Okay. John from Green Bay, heavy equipment. John, where is John? Oh, hi, John. Come on, get up. Stand up here. I got to meet you, John. This is the most complicated question I've ever been asked in all these years. Is this what you think about when you're running that heavy equipment?
Among many other things, yeah.
This guy who wrote the book here. Go out of a lot of directions.
Can I make an observation?
Go ahead.
This is my girl and I. It's our first time coming to your show live, but we've listened for many years, and I've always kind of listened to your voice and envisioned you to look like that actor, Jack Lemmon.
Yeah. A dead actor. You look like a dead actor.
But in person, you're much more Walter White with the goatee. And...
What? That could have been worse. That could have been worse. Thank you very much. Here, you read this because I don't understand a thing you said there. Maybe you can explain.
Michael, what is your perspective on this modern age of ours, where it seems like everything made of atoms is manufactured in China, and everything that's made of bits is programmed in India? What is America's place in this modern age?
Sit down, will you? Nice meeting you, though, man. Boy, I don't know what that means. Huh?
Now you know what I put up with.
Nice guy, though, but he's thinking about these things. He's operating some heavy machinery. Yeah, I can't answer you, but I'm going to come back next week. If you come next week, I'll have an answer for this question. I need to do a little research, and otherwise. Sue Powers from Dubuque is here. How far is it from here to the Wollersheim Winery? I don't know, but it's a lot quicker on the way back, I'll tell you that. Even if it takes longer, it seems a lot quicker. Wollersheim Winery, anyone give directions? You've been there, though, right? You don't know where? Okay, they want to get to the Wollersheim Winery.
25 miles, take 12.
Take 12?
Yes, the Beltline turns into 12 and go up.
Take the Beltline, go to 12.
And then you go up to 188.
188.
Which is right south of Sauk. South of Sauk,
and you turn right? Why don't I let you say it, because I'm missing. I'm really bad at directions, so here it is.
Okay, you take the Beltline, which is 12, west. Stay on it, going west, and you go all the way up almost to Sauk Prairie.
How do you know when you're almost to Sauk?
Because you see a sign that says...
Sauk Prairie.
Yeah. And if you get to the Wisconsin River, you've gone too far. But if that's Sauk. And so then you turn right on Highway 188, and then you turn, and Wollersheim's will be on your right. About 3 or 4 miles down the road.
Okay. All right. But if you hit the water, you've gone too far. Thank you very much. I give terrible directions. I'm so glad you did that. All right. I think we should probably play around to the What Do You Know quiz, is what I'm thinking. Okay, about time, she's saying. All right, get through this already. Here's a chance for you to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous. So who here would like to try their hand at the What Do You Know quiz? The mother of all quizzes, as we like to call it. Okay, don't all get up at once here. Oh, all right, you would? Okay, all right. She's calm. She's cool. She's confident. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm Pam Stevens.
Oh, hi, Pam Stevens. You from here or where?
I'm from Fort Collins right now, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
But I used to live here 40 years ago.
Oh, you did? Okay, finally got back, huh?
Yeah, I'm on my nostalgic tour.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Pam Stevens, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because it'll really make my trip to Madison stand out forever in my mind.
Stand out. Okay, that's a good reason right there. An outstanding trip. Or a stand-outing trip. Careful here. If you fall here, we're reliable, so I want you to make sure you get up here. Have a seat there if you would. That's all yours. The water is fresh.
Nice touch here on the legs.
Barbie?
I say nice touch on the legs of the bench.
Oh, yeah, we had a little problem there. What's there? I know it's under there anymore, a book or something. Pam, right?
Yes.
Yes. So what field or area of interest are you in these days?
I'm interested in retirement right now,
yeah.
But I used to teach. When I lived here, I taught in Mesa Mani for 4 years.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And what did you teach?
Second grade.
Second grade is the best grade, isn't it?
Yeah. It
first
good.
Grade, they're still, you know, getting it together. Second grade, they're full blown. Aren't they? Kids? I mean, that's a great
yes, grade. They are. Yes.
Is that what age? It'd be about 7 years old, mm-hmm. maybe? Something like
yeah.
that? That's your third grade, they're jaded.
Definitely.
You know, you can't tell them anything in third grade. Fourth grade, forget it. Yeah, it gets worse in there. But second grade, yeah.
Okay.
Have you have a chance to see those kids as they grow up and all that stuff? And
I didn't.
No.
I wish I could.
Yeah, because you moved to Fort Collins.
Yep.
What'd you do that for?
Oh, I don't know. Wanted to be by the mountains. Now I wish I was back here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's cool. And did you teach as well in Fort Collins?
Around there, yeah.
Yeah. Second grade still? Or?
Some second grade, some remedial reading.
Mm-hmm.
But second grade was better.
Second grade is better, yeah. What's the secret to be? There are people out there thinking going into education and so forth, and why second grade?
Well, like you said, they know the ropes now. They're not like first graders who don't know where to go, and they haven't gotten jaded yet. So they're
yeah,
really
okay.
kind of.
Me and I was right
excited.
About something.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
That's really good. Second grade was good for me. I know. Went downhill from that. All right, Pam, someone out there plays along with you. That's how this quiz works. Are you familiar with it?
Yep.
Pretty much general knowledge, if not trivia. And someone out there dials in. What is that number then, Sarah?
People who want to play the quiz, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Did you like second grade? Didn't you?
I don't remember much about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a nun as a teacher.
Oh, well, that's a factor then.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. We had Mrs. Rose, second grade. Everybody loved Mrs. Rose.
Did she wear a habit? No.
No. She was civilian. This was Sherman School in Milwaukee, so all civilians. All right, so did you give the number?
I did, yeah.
Okay. What was it again?
1-800-942-5669.
Yeah, okay. Easy way to remember that?
1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
WHACK-NOW.
WHACK-NOW.
Whack. Dusty's on the line here from Asheville, North Carolina. Hey, Dusty.
Hey there, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
I'm great.
Yeah, you got some good weather there in Asheville? Or?
Yeah, it's chilly. You know, it's perfect fall weather.
Chilly. How chilly is chilly?
55.
Well, it's chilly. Okay. It's chilly. Sure. Not bad. And then you got a big day planned, or what do you got going on?
Well, you know, radio show.
I'm sorry, you're what? Really? You do that every week at this time? Or? You're cutting in and out or something. Are you on the road or something?
Oh, boy.
Dusty? Okay, then Peggy is in Tucson, Arizona, and she's there in Tucson. Hi, Peggy, you there?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Hi. What happened to Dusty? Any idea?
Sorry?
Oh, I guess you don't know. You're in Arizona.
I can't hear you, Michael.
Oh, you can't? How about now?
That's a little better. A
little better, okay. Here's the question. You want to see if you qualify?
Sure.
Okay, the Alpine Swift, the bird, if it feels like it can stay aloft, for how long? this bird can stay in the air for how long, the alpine swift. It holds the record, I believe.
Wow. Do you have, like, a range?
No, no, like 4 months, okay. 5 months, 6 months.
Well, let's see. I will say 5 hours.
No, it's, no, that it's a lot longer than that.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
Bye. I got choked up. Just thinking about the swifts up there that long. Tom is in Blacksburg, Virginia. Hey, Tom.
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, standing out here with my dog.
With your dog? Where are you? Right.
Blacksburg, Virginia.
Oh, but I mean,
out in my backyard.
Oh, you're in the backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah. You looking for squirrels or something? Or?
Yeah. Well, we got a park right across the street.
Okay.
So we get all kinds of squirrels for the dog to chase.
Yeah. Does he ever get them?
Oh, all the time.
Oh.
Caught a rat inside the house last night.
A rat inside the house?
Yeah.
Oh. Got in through the dog door, probably.
I'm sorry?
Got in through the dog door is what I'm thinking.
Oh, no, they're crawling in the walls. This is an old building.
Okay. Well, let's talk about something else then. About these alpine swifts. They can stay in the air for, it seems like, months. Do you know how long a swift can stay in the air in the alpine there?
Constantly?
Yeah, without landing.
Oh. Oh, gosh, I would think about 10 or 12 hours.
Oh, it's a lot longer than that, Tom. But,
oh.
Okay. Thanks, though.
Thank you.
Talk to you. Bye. Laura Rose is in Eugene. Hey, Laura Rose.
Hey.
How are you?
12 hours. I'm good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. It's actually in months. The answer's in months.
It's, really?
It seems unbelievable, but they can see it. Between
3 months.
I'm telling you, it's even. I'm telling you, between you and me, it's even more than 3 months.
4 months.
So think of. I'm telling you something. You'd be surprised how many months.
Like 9 months.
Oh, who stays up 9 months?
Pregnant ladies. Let's see. 7.5 months.
Well, not really. Let's be realistic about this. You're going to stay in the air 7.5 months. What is the point?
5.5.
Can we round up maybe?
Six.
6 months. Yes, you're exactly right.
I'm on the radio, so.
Good work. Good rock, Laura. Yeah, that was very good.
That was a lucky guess. Yeah.
That was good. It was good. It was good. You must be a bird person, are you?
Well, like I can recognize a chickadee and a junco, you know.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Cardinal.
Laura Rose, this is Pam. She's your partner here.
Hi, Laura.
Pam.
Hi.
And the two of you know this works, Laura Rose?
Yeah.
Two of you work together. Okay, collaborate on this. Very collaborative. And we have various categories, don't we, Sarah?
We do. They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Laura Rose, you pick first. What would you like?
Oh, good Lord. things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention.
All right, that's this one here. Does each nostril smell the same thing? Or are they specialists?
What do you think, Pam? Like, if you had a cold, would you smell things the same?
I think mine work the same, but it's a trick question, so maybe...
Well, why would he be asking it if they were the same?
Why would he be asking it?
You've got to ask yourself that question.
Right. So maybe it's no.
So that would be pointless.
The answer is... Would you read the question again?
Yes. Does each nostril smell the same thing? Not too complicated,
okay.
Really.
I'll say no.
She says no.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah, no. Actually, they actually can smell different smells. Isn't that interesting? Try it sometime. You can try this. I don't know how, but you can probably do it.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay. What you got left there, Sarah?
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Pam?
Science.
Science it is. The oldest cloned human tissue just turned what age? 8,000, 9,000, or 9,501?
Years?
Years, yes, years. The oldest cloned human tissue. So they found some human tissue that was pretty old, let's face it, and they managed to clone it somehow or other.
What were the the choices again?
8,000, 9,000, and 9,501.
Oh, they're all kind of close. What do you think? Should we maybe go with the middle?
Yeah, the middle sounds good. Yeah. That's 9,000?
Test-taking skills?
Oh, I'm sorry, it's 8,000. 8,000 years. Isn't it? Should be old enough. Okay.
Somebody old.
All right. Okay. Don't worry about it. You'll get back on track here.
You can't get them all right. I'm a first grade teacher, too. So.
Oh, first grade, isn't it?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just now you want to think about second grade and hearing all this stuff? About
oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm actually taking the year off because it was so awful.
What's that score now?
It's one right and one wrong.
Okay. Laura Rose, back to you. What would you like? One of these.
Current events, people, places, or odds and ends?
How about people?
People it is. All right. Who do parents yell at most during their kids' games, during athletic games? Is it A, the officials, B, their kids, or C, other kids? Yes, all of the above.
It's got to be either the coaches or their own kids. They don't tend to yell at other kids so much.
I'm thinking coaches.
Okay, so we have officials, their own kids, or other kids?
Or their own kids. It always amazes me how much they yell at their own kids.
Okay. You want to go with that feeling?
It's kind of surprising how often they yell at their own kids.
You, because I've never been to a kid's game.
So. I've been to like one.
Okay. They don't have second grade games? Or.
I went to a first grade basketball game. It was pretty cute.
Yeah.
They didn't have officials.
So you're saying their own kids?
Yeah.
Yes, their own kids. 55% of it goes to their own kids, 44% to the officials, and 40% towards other kids. So we got it all scientifically there. That would be...
Two right and one wrong.
Okay.
And the categories that are left are current events, places, or odds and ends.
Okay. Pam?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Okay. For each cigarette you smoke, deduct how many minutes of sleep? This has been studied at the University of Florida. So each cigarette you smoke, you lose this amount of sleep. Is it 1.2 minutes of sleep, 2.4, or 3.8 minutes of sleep for each cigarette smoked during the day?
Well, I suggested the middle the last time, and that didn't go so well. So.
Yeah. Oh. How about 3.8?
Well, that's a lot of sleep.
You lose an hour then if you smoke a pack? Seems to make sense to you.
Well, if it was
what were the other choices again?
1.2 minutes per cigarette, 2.4 or 3.8.
So it'd be either like 20, or they're like 20 some in there.
How about the first one, 1.2?
1.2, you're thinking? You're not a smoker, right?
I'm not a smoker.
No. Laura Rose, you smoke at all?
No.
Okay.
Of course not. Very bad for you.
So you
do.
You'll
lose all that sleep.
All right, so you're saying 1.2?
Yeah.
1.2 minutes. That's it. 1.2 minutes for each cigarette. So one wouldn't kill you, I guess. Oh, I'm sorry very much there.
Pam, you'll be heading to Genesee Depot, Wisconsin for a full tour of Ten Chimneys, the National Historic Landmark home lovingly created by Broadway theater legends Alfred Ludd and Lynn Fontanne from the Ten Chimneys Foundation.
Yeah, right.
Laura Rose, begin every morning with What Do You Know attitude, drinking a cup of Stephen Brew's breakfast blend, and relax in the afternoon with Costa Rican Tara Sue from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And each of you can encourage clean comedy for people born before seatbelts, Twitter, and Facebook, wearing a t-shirt from the Baby Boomer Comedy Show from Kent Rader Speaks, and continue the educational mirth reading What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks, Pam.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for playing the quiz. Laura Rose, hang on there for a second. We'll get an answer from you. Nice talking to you.
Awesome. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Catch What Do You Know live in Madison at the beautiful Monona Terrace. Tickets and scheduling information are available online at notmuch.com. And take What Do You Know with you with notmuch.com mobile. You can play the online quiz, listen to the archives, and purchase tickets all on the fly. It's all there at notmuch.com mobile. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, Producer International. This is PRI Public Radio International.
Thank you. silent sign up.